Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
The government is set to convene meetings with US pharmaceutical firms in the Irish Embassy in Washington today as concerns mount around the 30% tariffs on the pharmaceutical industry. It comes as the Minister for Enterprise, Tourism and Employment, Peter Burke, has said that supports need to be tailored to meet challenges faced by vulnerable sectors. He described the proposed 30% tariff threat as one that would have a very significant impact on the Irish and European economies. Well, for more on this, I'm joined on the line by Kate English, who's chief economist with Deloitte. Hello, Kate.
Good morning.
You're welcome to the programme. Now, we're hearing strong words from ministers and the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach heading into Cabinet today about the potential impacts of 30% tariffs. And let's deal with that firstly. But there are concerns, too, around pharma. What do you make of what our leaders, our ministers are saying this morning about the potential impact of all of this?
I think, as you rightly pointed out, pharma is where we are most exposed. And up until this point, we have seen where pharmaceutical industry has been exempt from tariffs that have been in place. And that has provided a little bit of a cushion, so to speak, for future economic growth within Ireland. We've seen economic forecasts produced by the Department of Finance and the ESRI based on the assumption of pharmaceuticals remaining exempt. And they still do show an element of growth, about 2% in modified domestic demand and employment growth falling to 1.75% this year. But if we were to see that dynamic change and pharmaceuticals come back on the table and indeed a tariff be placed on them, Ireland certainly is more exposed here, and there are is going to be fallout from that. We've seen it in recent commentary looking at, well, what are the European countries most exposed to this current tariff situation? And it is Germany and Ireland. Germany through their car industry, and Ireland through our pharmaceutical industry. About one third of all EU pharma exports are going to the US, and we know a large proportion of that is coming from Ireland. Remember, Ireland pharma exports account for over 50% of our exports at the moment and about 18% of our GDP. However, with all of this, we still are in an element of great uncertainty and unknown, and therefore to model what the potential impact of it would be is very difficult. What will be the tariff rate applied to pharmaceuticals if it does come through? Last week or 2 weeks ago, we saw the figure of 200% put out there. Is that reality? I don't know. But certainly if they were to come back into the force, our economic outlook does weaken from what we currently have today.
Mm-hmm. Well, we heard Richard Kern on the programme yesterday saying the Americans, it seems, haven't been able to figure out how to levy a tariff on pharma and protect their own consumers. Because, I mean, if you put 200% on drugs going into the States, that would be crazy in terms of what you'd be expecting your people to pay for their medicines, right?
Exactly. And this is why we've seen pharmaceuticals be made exempt up to now, but also in previous kind of trade tensions as well. Pharmaceuticals are typically not brought into it for that exact reason. They're seen as they're an essential life-saving product, and therefore tampering or changing their pricing dynamics can have very real, large and devastating impacts to them. So that's why in that conversation of is 200% realistic, I don't believe it is. But we need to still, from an Irish context, acknowledge that if any form of tariff is placed on it, it does place us in a more difficult position than what we've been facing over the past 2 to 3 months. I do think there's one other part that we should all keep in mind here over the coming few weeks regarding conversations. And I was at a global trade summit this morning, and they mentioned that in an EU context, barriers within the EU itself actually are acting as a higher negative impact on EU growth than what tariffs would be. And this follows off the back of comments that were made by the IMF and Draghi only in recent times as well, stating that Europe's internal barriers are equivalent to a 45% tariff on manufactured goods or 110% levy on services.
It's insane. So
it's incredible. And this is why we have seen such a shift in focus to how does Europe make itself more competitive? Europe has realized it's in a difficult situation and some of its own internal dynamics are hindering its economic growth and competitiveness at the moment.
So how does that, sorry, Kate, I'm just struck by the numbers that you've just told us about there. So how does that 45% equivalent tally with the notion of free trade within the EU?
Many of this comes back to some of the regulations that are in place that has stifled productivity growth or innovation within Europe. But it's also back to, you might have heard, there's a lot of conversation around now really trying to drive forward a true single market union. You know, we have the European economy is the largest in the world, but yet it's not operating fully as one economic block. There is still barriers to capital flowing from one country or economic bloc within that to another. And that is limiting growth within Europe. And it's why we hear it consistently mentioned now at any press conference, for example, by the European Commission or by President Christine Lagarde from the ECB as well, is really trying to drive home we must become one true one single market to ensure there are no barriers to trade that are hindering our growth. Mm-hmm. And it comes back to we've seen a much stronger level, for example, of US GDP versus Europe over the past few years. The gap between European and US GDP used to be about 13% back in 2002. That now sits at over 30% as of 2023. So tariffs, without a doubt, are posing a real threat here to Europe and also to Ireland. But we also now need to look in-house almost as to what can we do here to ensure that Europe and Ireland within that is competitive in this new environment.
Because there's a lot of focus on looking outside of Europe and outside.
Yeah, exactly.
So looking at Canada, looking at India, we've got trade missions now to those places, also China on the agenda. So I assume that the businesses that you're talking to are looking in that direction as well, but they're also saying we need to be able to trade freely within the bloc.
Absolutely. We've seen it come through really clearly in a recent CFO survey that we conducted in Deloitte that showed that the US used to be the number one market for investment. This was for UK firms. The US has now moved down in that ranking to sixth position. And there's a repositioning taking place here of where firms, just the same as governments and economic blocs, are looking to what other markets can we trade with and to make sure they are divesting and not overexposed to one particular location. It's no surprise or no coincidence in some respect that we have seen the EU progress quite quickly now with trade deals, for example, with Indonesia, with India, deals that have been on the table for almost two decades at this point. So the trade agenda in Europe has been moved to the top of the table alongside it with European competitiveness itself. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to see that change, I think, over the coming months.
Kate, thank you very much. Always interesting to talk to Kate English from Deloitte, and Kate is chief economist. Just a line in from the EU, from Olaf Gill, who we spoke to on the programme. He is the spokesperson on trade. He tells us, or rather it is reported on Reuters this morning, that the EU Trade Commissioner Maro Sefcovic is going to have talks with the US Trade Representative Jemison Greer early this evening. So that's a call that is happening a little bit later on today, and we'll see if anything emerges on that front. Now, this is the time of year when many teenagers are working in their first job. So what's the expert view on the pros and cons of getting them out to work? Find out after this break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.